Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, today is one of those days where we have got a busy lineup for the entire morning here on the show. You know that whole rank choice voting deal? Yeah, it's rank, isn't it? Well, we've got a guest who's going to talk about that. Sam Rogers coming up around 8:40 this morning. He's with the Foundation for Government Accountability. He's going to give us kind of the big picture national look at how rank this rank choice voting concept truly is. And that's an important conversation to have right now. Absentee ballots, as I understand it, get mailed out this Friday. Early voting already begun here in Montana. CI-126 is basically a rank initiative that's trying to pave the way for destroying our primary elections here in Montana and installing a ranked choice voting style system. So we'll get to that here later this hour of the show. And then an hour after that, Chuck Deneau is going to be with us, a great Montana guy. He actually drafted, along with State Senator Greg Hertz out of Polson, and I think the great State Senator Shelley Vance out of the Gallatin Valley also co-authored this. They authored the response, the opposition to CI-126 in the official Montana voter guide that was mailed out by the Secretary of State. So Chuck Deneau is going to give us a more Montana-specific CI-126-specific look later on in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, Amanda Castor, the director of the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, she's going to join us. She's going to highlight the impact of fuel reduction and fire suppression efforts when it comes to fighting fires here in Montana. So we're going to cover that, plus the latest when it comes to oil and gas lease sales on state lands here in Montana. What a contrast with what they're not typically doing on federal lands at the federal level. And then this was something that caught my eye a few weeks ago. I thought, wow, that's an interesting story. You know, the Big Hole Valley here in southwest Montana, they've been, you know, struggling with drought for quite some time now. So apparently the state is actually looking at doing cloud seeding to bring some moisture to the Big Hole Valley. So that's going to be a very interesting topic of conversation with the director of the DNRC coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. First up, though, right after the break, it's going to be great to catch up with Brandon Whitman, the CEO of Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative. Last week, we did our show live from the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association annual meeting in Gray Falls, but you know, he's kind of a big deal, so he had other big meetings he had to go to too. So he's getting made fun of now by his colleague on the couch here before he joins us on the show here. No, he is. He's a great guy. He's got a great team there. Great insight when it comes to the, you know, power, electricity, energy markets, and more. So he's going to join us here right after the break and, you know, talk about the national situation, inflation, and how inflation is impacting electric utilities here in Montana, and much more. And then after the 8:20 break, I got to talk about the political persecution being waged against our great attorney general.
Securing America.
The U.S. military is being affected by Hurricane Milton due to the fact that both U.S. Central Command and MacDill Air Force Base are located in Tampa, Florida. Lieutenant Colonel John Rigsby tells Fox that due to mandatory evacuations, CENTCOM personnel are relocating to undisclosed backup sites to maintain operations and ensure the safety of military personnel and their families. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh.
I believe there will be, you know, a
only essential personnel needed at the base during this time.
As for the military equipment normally on hand in Tampa,
I know that they've taken a number of precautions to move aircraft out, taking protective measures.
But Singh adds the shifting of CENTCOM's location should not impact U.S. military capability, especially where it matters most.
Our operations in the Middle East, they're going to continue to be able to conduct those missions.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Congress will have to approve another batch of money for FEMA in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. FEMA has money to tackle Helene, but the severity of the storm is bleeding FEMA's coffers. That worries Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who says FEMA lacks money to make it through the end of the hurricane season, November 30th. While Congress was expected to reload FEMA just before Christmas, it may need to pass a bill as soon as lawmakers return to Washington in mid-November, plus do another bill to handle the rest of the damage from Helene and address additional natural disasters. The price tag for Helene could be massive, but some lawmakers believe the storm gives Congress an opportunity to recalibrate priorities and not spend money overseas or on programs to help communities cope with illegal immigrants. But despite some Republicans saying FEMA lacks the money because it's dealing with the border crisis, DHS says it was, quote, false. The agency diverted hurricane money. The White House accused Republicans of using the storm to divide people before the election. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great to have Brandon Whitman, the CEO of Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative, in the house with us here. Brandon, yeah, we missed you at the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association annual meeting last week, but you had some other big meetings that you were a part of. What did you hear from your co-op board members or others that were at the MECA annual meeting last week, or what have you been hearing elsewhere across the country when it comes to, you know, kind of electric utilities, energy prices, and much more?
Yeah, I think that. Thank you for the question. Good morning. Thank you. A couple of big things. The new EPA proposed rule is a bit of a problem.
Is this the mercury one, the MATS rule?
This one's CO2. So this is greenhouse gases. And there's this proposal out there, and you can look at the numbers any way you want. But essentially, they're after coal and natural gas. If coal's going to run past 2030, got to reduce carbon by 90%. Technology's not there. It's virtually impossible. So the only option is to shut it down. And similar with natural gas. You know, natural gas used to be considered the carbon light source of generation, and now they're after natural gas too. So that that's going to have a long-term lasting effect on the energy industry. And there's some that are just saying, you know what, we're taking this head on. So we're gonna go after the EPA. NRECA, our national organization, is one of those. They filed a lawsuit. And I know one of my major power suppliers, Basin Electric, has taken a similar stance. Their stance is we're not gonna apologize for being 100% all of the above when it comes to generation. And so they're going headfirst into this too. So those are kind of hot topics right now because we're not sure how this is going to end up. And if the EPA gets what they're asking for, I'm not sure how we're going to supply. You can't have AI, data centers, all this other energy intensive stuff showing up, electric cars, electric everything, and then tell the industry you've got to get rid of certain types of electrons. It's going to be virtually impossible.
Yeah, in the West, we've got, the hydropower dams under attack by the Biden administration, where they want to remove those, which will greatly impact our Western Montana electric cooperatives. And then in the East, the ongoing attacks, not just on coal, but now on natural gas as well. You mentioned data centers. Companies like Oracle are installing their own nuclear reactors now to power their own data centers.
Right.
But nuclear, I mean, even if everybody said, oh, yay, nuclear, let's get small-scale modular reactors in Montana, we're decades away from that type of a reality, right?
And that's the other part, is the regulatory part of it is you can't get something like that permitted. So even if it's a great idea, and if carbon really is the problem, and small modular nuclear is the option, how do you get it done? You can't get it permitted. You know, there is some conversation, though. Some of those data centers, I've got a a friend that runs a very big electric co-op just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and they've got a data center that showed up that's 300 megawatts of load. How do you serve that? I mean, it takes substations, transmission lines. I mean, just to get all that permitted and sited to serve that kind of load is just really tough. So
for one data center,
so 300 megawatts,
that would be like serving which Montana town or city?
Almost the whole state.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's conversation
for one data
now,
center.
For one data center. That's what I'm talking about. We can't keep, you know, saying get rid of this type of generation, but we've got to serve all this new electric stuff. It's impossible. Conversation now around some of the old mothballed nuclear plants and even some of the old coal plants. Conversation around we got to get these running again. How are we going to serve all this load? So hopefully there's some common sense showing up, but I'm not convinced of it yet.
Well, and just I'll throw in my two cents as I've got my Team Trump vest on here. This is why these November elections are right. So important from my perspective, because the EPA, well, who's in charge of the EPA right now? Who's in charge of the Senate that's allowing the EPA to run amok right now? We all know if you've been listening to this show. And so that's why November is so important. We've now got the Chevron decision out of the U.S. Supreme Court saying, wait a minute, no, the feds can't just go do whatever they want and hope that Congress doesn't rein them in. No, if it's not spelled out in the law, you can't move forward with this stuff. But also, we get a new administration in there, and a lot of this nonsense quickly comes to a halt. Nationally, electricity inflation, the increase to prices just for electricity alone is up on average nationally 30%.
Right.
Now, Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative for a dozen years, and I'm a member of the co-op myself. That's how I get my electricity, and proud to be a member, by the way. But for a dozen years, you guys did your best, did not raise rates at all, but you can only – and you told us this, you know, because I remember, 3 years ago we were talking to you, and you were proud to say we're not raising rates once again, even though, you know, some of the other utilities were raising rates. But you made it clear that, hey, look, at some point we're going to have to do it because of these national trends, because of inflation, et cetera.
Yep, absolutely. That's where we're at today, unfortunately. And really in the utility industry, the electric utility industry, it's kind of twofold. So all the stuff that went up in the past due to inflation, you know, groceries, you know, that sort of thing, it's kind of the same thing for us. All of our materials have gone up tremendously. Like, for example, a 50 kVA transformer that would serve four homes in a subdivision, in 2020, that transformer was about $1,700. Today, it's almost $6,000. And it's the same for wire. It's the same for poles. A $700 pole is now $1,100. It's that sort of thing. So those are inflationary costs that hit us immediately. When you go out in a transformer gets hit by lightning, that transformer may have cost the utility $1,000, you know, 15 years ago, and now it's going to cost $6,000 to replace it. So you can only absorb that for so long. The other piece is power supply. And like you said, power supply has gone up tremendously, double-digit percentages, and now we're having to react to that.
If the people that feed you your power are having to raise their rates,
yes,
that's raising your rates. But then if the price of everything you need to maintain your service and your lines goes up, of course, at some point, rates are going to have to go up. All right, hold that thought.
Democracy 24.
Maryland's Democratic Senate candidate admits she received property tax breaks she should not have qualified for. Angela Alsobrooks' campaign insists it's all a misunderstanding and tells Fox News the 53-year-old will reach out to the proper tax offices in Washington, D.C. to reimburse payments. But the controversy, which became public after journalists reviewed property records, could shake up Maryland's closely watched Senate race. Democratic Senator Gary Peters told MSNBC Alsobrooks still needs to introduce herself to voters who may be more familiar with the Republican nominee, former Governor Larry Hogan.
When people get to know her, they vote for her. We're seeing those numbers improve.
Alsobrooks has launched multiple ads accusing Hogan of being a secret Trump supporter. This despite Hogan telling Fox this summer he's not even voting for former President Trump.
I don't think it's going to have much to do with Donald Trump. Obviously, you're not competing in Maryland.
In Washington, Mark Meredith, Fox News.
Fox on set.
If you've bought an Apple iPhone 16, get ready for what you've been waiting. Apple is set to release iOS version 18.1 on October 28th. and that will bring Apple Intelligence to the iPhone 16 and also 15 Pro smartphones. All is reported by Bloomberg. This is Apple's long-awaited venture into AI, but it won't be complete on its first introduction. There are features the company has demonstrated but aren't included in beta releases. Things like having Siri complete tasks for you across different apps. But this first round should bring an improvement to Siri, allowing it to understand your speech better without you needing to frustratingly repeat yourself. There is also beta testing underway for Apple Intelligence on some newer iPads and Macs with Apple Silicon chips, and with a rumor it will be included on the next iteration of the lower-cost iPhone SE. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, while I was chatting here with Brandon Whitman, the CEO of Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative, I was looking back at an article I wrote on April 21st or so of this year on our Montana Talks website. We did a roundtable discussion with Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines, and I got to be a part of that. Our friend Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Montana was a part of it. Jason Small, the executive secretary of the Montana AFL-CIO, was a part of it. Just a great lineup of folks. Well, since I already mentioned a few, let's mention them all. Turk Stovall with the Montana Stock Growers was there. Jody Etchart gave the healthcare perspective. Whitewood Transport had a seat at the table. Kimberly Welsenbach with the Home Builders Association of Billings was there. Skip King, the owner of Ace Hardware. And then this one was cool. Amanda Flan, she's a baker. She operates a bakery out of her house, and the name of the bakery is As Much As You Need. With a K, As Much As You Need Bakery. We had the dad jokes flying that morning. But, Brandon, I was looking back on these very inflation numbers that you shared with us this morning. You shared back then. I mean, a standard power pole was $700 2 years ago. It's $1,100 today. A transformer was $1,500. Now it's almost $6,000. Yeah. And then meanwhile, your power supplier has to raise their rates. So unfortunately, you're going to have to deliver the news that you've been able to avoid for a dozen years now.
That's correct.
What is the rate increase going to be? I should have looked at my own
paperwork. Overall, to revenue, our increase is going to be about 5%.
Okay. All right.
So it's not massive. It's single digits, thank goodness. And it's just something we have to do. It's like, you know, both of our power suppliers. So we get power from the Western Area Power Administration, which is all hydro, and then the rest comes from Basin Electric out of Bismarck, North Dakota. Both of them at the same time have notified us that we're going to have an increase in 2025. So there's only so much you can do. I mean, the power supply is 55 to 60% of our actual expenses. So if we're going to get an 8 to 10% increase from them, you can do the math. 55-60% of that is what we're going to have to raise. So we're going to go up about 5%.
Well, I know, 5% is like, oh, man, because people are seeing increased costs across the board. So you never want to see an increase. But all considering with what's going on across the country, I know there's some Northwestern Energy customers who are saying, man, I wish I only had a 5% because they've seen double-digit rate hikes.
They have, yeah.
But, I'm not bashing Northwestern Energy here either because, frankly, they were kind of forced to invest into, the so-called green energy, wind and solar, and now they need the backup power. They need the reliable backup power.
It's the same regulatory issues that we've been talking about so far this morning. They're dealing with it too.
Yeah, and almost even more so, given the political considerations that they've got to face. Some good news, some kind of lighter news here. This is really cool. Your co-op, like so many of the other electric cooperatives across Montana, invest back in the communities as well. You've got a 501c3 known as Operation Roundup, and you get to give back to a number of great organizations. The Veterans Meat Locker, you've been a part of that, and what Chris Grudzinski and his team are doing. I got to go through Horses Spirits Healing, an equine therapy program for veterans. Incredible the work they're doing, and you guys have supported them, but all sorts of things you've got to support.
The part I like about this program is just the broad spectrum that it touches. And the other part I like is that all the funds stay in our service territory, so they don't go to far off places or anything like that. It's other nonprofits, charitable organizations in our service territory that apply for that money. And the way that money comes about is people volunteer to round up their power bills to the nearest whole dollar. So if a power bill was $87.75, they round it up to $88, and that 25 cents goes into a fund. And then quarterly, the committee meets and determines how to distribute those funds. And the committee is made up of mostly members of the co-op and a couple staff members and only one trustee from our board. So the members have a strong say in where that funding goes back into our service territory.
Well, and one of the things I heard about, actually, I was up in Roundup for this Montana coal rally.
Yeah.
And I ran into the Gebharts, and Sandra Gebhart is helping out with an organization called Hoodies for Heroes.
Yeah.
And apparently they're getting very close to getting their fundraising target. But this is a veterans monument at Dealer Park, which is, of course, the Billings Mustangs baseball stadium there. And I've seen where it's actually at under construction, because we had a group of active duty Green Berets. We did a barbecue there and a little retreat for them. So that's kind of cool. But I think you guys are helping them out as well.
We are involved in that. Yes, we are one of the major sponsors of that. And I believe it's like you say, it's a memorial specific to, I think, Iraq and Afghanistan. And they are going to have a grand opening, I believe, on Veterans Day there. So we're excited about
that. I think that's what I've been hearing, too,
is
that, we should have something good in store to announce on Veterans Day.
You bet.
Well, Brandon Whitman, great to see you, as always. Thanks for joining us here in studio. And just appreciate your forthrightness, too, about, you know, some people, they'd be like, oh, we don't want to be on the radio. We don't want to talk about a rate increase. You're tackling it head on. And not only that, but you tackled it head on a few years ago by expectation management, by setting the expectations. And
we had a really good run, but I mean, it's a cycle we're in right now, unfortunately. But we're being as responsible as possible and trying to keep, you know, it to a minimum, but yet be financially stable.
That's right. All right. Well, great to see you. Thanks
for
joining us here in the studio. All right. Good to see you. Let's see. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we are going to talk about rank choice voting and how that ties in with CI-126, one of the initiatives that is on your ballot here heading into the November elections. Although I don't know why we call it the November elections anymore, because it's the October elections, because absentee ballots, as I understand, get mailed out here this Friday, when we'll be in Kalispell for the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner on Friday night. One story that I need to put on your radar here before we get to that guest at 8:40. One story that I need to get on your radar, and then I see we got a caller on the line that wants to weigh in on something. I'll see if we have time to sneak in that caller, because I've got to get this story out here. Yesterday, I mentioned the Kangaroo Court Commission, the Kangaroo Court style proceedings. You know, we've got a left wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court right now, and I mean, look, we've talked about this. You guys know this. That's why you're supporting the sons of Montana, Corey Swanson and Judge Dan Wilson, for the Montana Supreme Court, because we've got radical environmentalists, and you want to talk about crazy, crazy Green New Deal type policies that are driving up energy costs. Well, look at the liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court and some of the stuff that they've been pushing. Well, here we go later this morning. In fact, in about 30 minutes, a professional misconduct trial will be underway in Helena. The Billings Gazette had this headline. Well, the Helena IR had this headline yesterday. Knutson facing professional misconduct trial Wednesday turns to the Supreme Court. Basically, the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court is helping to lead this political persecution against the best attorney general in the United States, Attorney General Austin Knutson. He's taken the fight to the Biden administration with over 51 lawsuits. He's standing up for your Second Amendment rights. He's standing up for your First Amendment rights. He's standing up for, you know, cheap electricity and energy prices. In going after them, he's standing up against this illegal immigrant invasion. And so they want to try to force him to stand down. And so they have this kangaroo court style commission that is going after him. And that hearing takes place today. For 3 days, this sham hearing is going to take place, deliberately sidelining the best attorney general in the country. They don't want him spending the next 3 days campaigning for reelection, the 3 days before absentee ballots come out. They don't want him going after the Biden administration with these illegal aliens and these attacks on our energy industry and so much more. So they want him to have to sit before their little kangaroo court commission in Helena with the people that they appointed to serve on that commission. It is a sham. It is an embarrassment. It is a violation of basic American norms. They are going after him because he criticized their rulings, because he did his job as the attorney general of the great state of Montana, defending Montana law, which meant criticizing their rulings. But because he dared criticize them, they want to try to strip away his law license. And if they do that, they strip away your vote. They say, hey, Montana, we know that you voted for Attorney General Austin Knutson, and you're going to vote for him again this November. But we're gonna make it so that he can't serve as your elected attorney general with this sham of a proceeding. Emily Cantrell with the attorney general's office said this. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson is facing a highly irregular complaint from the Office of Disciplinary Counsel based on a grievance filed by a California lawyer over 2 years ago. All 41 counts in the complaint should have been dismissed at the outset as they fail to allege a violation of the Montana Rules of Professional Conduct. The hearing before the Commission on Practice begins at 9 o'clock this morning. The COP will make a recommendation to the Montana Supreme Court on how it should resolve the complaint. Should have been immediately dismissed on day one, if you ask me. Anyway, in advance of the hearing, Montana Department of Justice spokesman Chase Scheuer issued this statement. Quote, the case against Attorney General Austin Knutson should have been dismissed months ago as the allegations are meritless and nothing more than an attack on him orchestrated by those who disagree with him politically. Unfortunately, throughout the proceedings, it has become apparent that this is nothing more than a political stunt. Attorney General Knutson has been denied his right to due process, and his arguments have been disregarded without proper consideration. We look forward to presenting the full facts of the matter this week. You know what I look forward to? They're going to waste his time. They're going to waste the people of Montana's time for the next 3 days, and they're interfering in the election. And they're throwing these bogus charges out against the attorney general. And you know what's going to happen? Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson is going to win a massive election victory regardless in a few short weeks.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Let's see. I think after our 8:50 break, we can sneak in some callers if you got something you want to weigh in on. Today is one of those rare days where we are racked and stacked with a full lineup here. But some great guests that are joining us here in the next hour and a half or so. This next guest, what a very important topic, this topic of rank choice voting, and especially how that ties in to one of your ballot initiatives, CI-126, here in Montana. Earlier this summer, I was partnering with Americans for Prosperity Montana, and we brought a retired Border Patrol chief, Chief Chris Clem, great guy, and we did a whole statewide tour where Chief Clem talked about border security or the lack thereof right now and much more all across the state. And I got to meet this gentleman. He's a fellow Army veteran. Got to meet him at the Bozeman event earlier this summer. And Sam Rogers is his name. He is with the Foundation for Government Accountability. He is here to talk about how rank this whole concept of rank choice voting is. Sam, thanks for freeing up some time for us here this morning.
Absolutely, Aaron. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, bottom line up front, I know when it comes to these ballot initiatives, I agree with Governor Greg Gianforte. He is encouraging Montanans, just say no. Vote no on all of these, all three of these ballot initiatives here in Montana. They want to mess with our elections. They want to mess with our Constitution and more. But have you done much research on this CI-126 here in Montana and how it truly is tied in with the ranked choice voting push?
Yeah, absolutely, Aaron. You know, one of the interesting things, Foundation for Government Accountability, we work, you know, with legislative partners in about 33 states. So we're sort of uniquely positioned to see when these lefty schemes are unrolled across multiple states at the same time. And ranked choice voting is one of those things. And I guess, you know, really the first question I'd ask you, Aaron, not to put you on the spot, brother, but what is ranked choice voting? What's your understanding?
It's rank. That's what I say. It smells like you just drove through one of those Iraqi neighborhoods where the sewage dumps out into the streets. That's my easy answer. But to me, the whole thing is just it's to confuse the process. It's like okay, here's all the candidates on the ballot. Okay, it sounds like some balderdash, you know, board game we're going to play on a Saturday night. Yeah. Okay, well, this is my number one choice. This is my number two. This is number three. This is number four. And then somehow it all gets it's a mess.
Yeah. So, you know, what's interesting, Aaron, is that when I talked to Montanans who had been approached by petition collectors from other states, and they asked those petition collectors, so what is this? They got a similar response, sort of this bouncing around, you know, this is how it's a great way to pick a pizza party in kindergarten. It's a really terrible way to choose your elected representatives. And this complexity is by design. Right. So these amendments have got ranked choice voting hidden in them, as a tabulation mechanism, which is meaning the way that the votes are counted. Now, folks, if you need a simple explanation with some good visuals, it's 90 seconds long. BanRCV.org has a great little cartoon to show you how exactly this mechanism takes lawfully cast ballots from Montanans and puts them in the trash like they were never cast in the first place. But so, you know, and what's the problem that this supposedly solves? Does Montana have a problem? Is Montana electing the wrong people? I don't think so. I don't think Montana voters would agree.
Well, John Tester, issues.
You know, we're going to see, right. And you know, the people of Montana are going to decide, does he stay or does he go? And, you know, ultimately, you know, your fellow veteran, you know, when you look at our system of government, electing your representation is the only unchecked democratic part of our system of government. Everything else has got very strong checks and balances. The Electoral College, right? You know, being able to vet a jury pool. This is electing our representatives is the only democratic part of our system. And this is a scheme to undermine that, which makes it an attack on democracy. So the way that this works is that it takes you know, like you said, you're supposed to rank a number of candidates in the order of which you'd like them. As they go into rounds of follow-on tabulation, it's designed to dilute the total vote pool so that the number one person is not going to have an above 50% majority, giving them the excuse to roll into the second round of tabulation, which allows them to discard and trash votes. Now, if you've got two or three conservative candidates, maybe one, you know, well-funded Democrat or progressive opponent, by the third round of tabulation, do you think conservative Montana voters ranked that progressive candidate? Of course not.
Yeah.
They're not going to vote for someone who opposes their entire way of life. And that means that their votes in that last round are going to be removed. They're going to be trashed.
What it looks to me like what they're trying to do here, so they've already tried this in Alaska, and now Alaska is trying to be like, oh man, what did we do? Now they're trying to put the horse back in the barn here. What we're seeing, first off, we're seeing millions of dollars in out-of-state money coming from left-wing mega donors funding the pro-CI-126 initiative here in Montana, because basically, because Montana is becoming a solid red state, it's becoming a more Republican red state. So they're sitting back thinking, ooh, how can we try to make sure that Montanans don't have a voice, that we can somehow sneakily get a Democrat elected? Because that's what they did in Alaska. And then on top of that, they have a couple of very moderate Republicans as their front men for this initiative in Montana. So you've got basically left-wing mega donors saying, hey, how can we stymie a red state like Montana? And then you've got some very moderate Republicans sitting back saying, oh, I don't think I can win a primary election, so instead I want to just trash the primary election process altogether. That's what it looks like to me.
100%. You hit the nail on the head. This is about engineering election outcomes, right? And this is by the same mega donors, right, who just engineered the outcome of a Democrat primary, ignoring, you know, 14 million of their own voters, right? They don't care how people vote. They want the outcomes that they want, and they believe that this is a tool that will get them those outcomes. And let's also point out, Montana voters rejected ranked choice voting already when their democratically elected representatives in the legislature banned it. Like, so the people of Montana already spoke, and these coastal billionaires, including some European billionaires, right? Because this is a European system of voting, which is why they never get anything done across the pond, because they didn't like that Montana banned it. And, you know, the kind of ugly secret in the swamp in D.C. is that these people call Montana a cheap date state.
Oh, yeah.
They believe that they can come into this state and they can buy whatever they want, whether that's election outcomes, whether that's, you know, people's property rights. They believe that it's for sale and that it's that their say is more significant than the voters in Montana.
Which is why our airwaves are being flooded with out-of-state funded campaign commercials for John Tester right now, because those coastal left-wing mega donor elites are doing just that. Oh, it's a lot cheaper to buy TV time in Montana. Hey, let's just go flood Montana with a bunch of garbage ads. There was one other important thing here. I know we got a couple of minutes here before we hit the break here. Sam Rogers, one other important thing. There are some people who I think can naively buy into this argument that, well, I want to see more competitive elections. Okay, because, okay, yeah, for Eastern Montana, for Congress, the Republican, you know, is going to win the Eastern Montana seat, right? But here's the deal. Like, okay, so you want November to be more competitive. But the fact is, competition still remains. Look at how competitive our primary race was. The fact is just, if you have a safe Republican seat, then the competitiveness moves to the primary level. That's when the ad dollars are spent. I mean, we had like 8-9 people run for that primary election here. And so you don't, you know, add competition. You just confuse everything.
This is sold like snake oil. In every state that we see, you know, they tell the sort of never Trump Republicans, oh, listen, this is going to keep, you know, this is going to keep Trumpy candidates out of office, right? Then they turn around and they talk to the patriot groups and they say, hey, this is the only way to get Trump candidates elected. Ultimately, Aaron, if this was a good policy, why did they have to hide it in the deep text behind a top three, top four, top five, where they claim it's not ranked choice voting? If this was good policy, why not just run it as ranked choice voting out in the open? I mean, these guys are political skinwalkers, Aaron. They will stand up, you know, 10 or 15 groups across a bunch of states to AstroTurf support. You know, most of them will pretend they're Republicans if it's a red state.
Great point. Just like all these phony environmental groups pretending to be sportsmen. Sam Rogers with the Foundation for Government Accountability. Great insight. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning on the show.
Thanks, Aaron.
I appreciate it. And I'll get his website during the break to share with you, too.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And she's now doing this media burst. Now, I'm telling you one of the reasons she's doing it. This is not happening in a vacuum. And I mean this. They're doing this because her internal poll numbers have got to be bad. We see that almost all of the betting sites have now shifted dramatically to Donald Trump. And the lack of any polling that we've now been, we haven't seen. We saw one poll yesterday. The Yahoo poll came out. It was even at 47-47. Okay, the lack of polls indicates to me that these pollsters, even that favor Kamala Harris, they're not even able to spin the numbers in a way that would be helpful to her, so they're not publishing. Because they'd never go this long without it.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, everyone. Biden may have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. Will he jam through his hidden tax trap at the last second right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase your utility and gas prices? I know my family's feeling it really hard, and so are the people in my community. And not only that, he'll inflate costs on things that you need to live. Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. The good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to Goldco today to learn how precious metals could help protect yourself and your family. They're offering you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit HannityGold.com. Visit HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Paid for by Goldco.
Co. Just got a free coffee with my EarnaFi points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnaFi app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnaFiRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
It's committee. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Well, it was a mad dash across Montana last week. Quick show from Great Falls for the Electric Co-op's annual meeting. Then we took you to Whitefish for the equipment dealer's annual meeting. And then I had to rush back to get home for a football game. Well, we're going to make up for it, Flathead. We are going to have another live show from the Flathead Valley coming up this Friday. Montana Talks live from Northwest Parts and Equipment in Columbia Falls on Friday.
E-Vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I got to have a protein bar here. We got another big hour yet to go, and I didn't do my mid-morning snack here. Yeah, I love, a protein bar or some protein chips. These protein chips are really good, too, because they taste just like normal potato chips, but they're protein. So you get that good, 15 to 20 grams of protein, just like you were eating a protein bar. But they taste like potato chips, nacho-flavored, ranch-flavored. I get those protein snacks from Billings Last Diet. Billings Last Diet is the program I used personally to lose 33 pounds in under 3 months. And I did that about 6 years ago. And I've kept the weight off 6 years later because once a month I check in with my diet coach at Billings Last Diet. And then, once or twice a year, I'll do a diet tune-up as well. So it's worked out really well for me. If you're somebody who's looking to lose the weight, you don't have to live in Billings to benefit from Billings Last Diet. They've got a remote option now available for you. Check them out, BillingsLastDiet.com. All right, let's see. Jim in Belgrade on the phone lines. Jim, what's going on?
Yeah, hi, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. I just have been pondering the CI-126 issue coming up here and listening to your podcast or your podcast this morning. And I guess my thoughts have been here. Maybe they're in the wrong direction, but it just seems to me like the CI-126 would be an opportunity for more independent, nonpartisan candidates to actually have a chance in a Montana election.
How so?
Speak to that. Seems to me like right now, unless the independent candidates have got an awful large following right now, which almost never happens, they just really don't even have an opportunity in Montana.
I think this actually would work the opposite. I mean, right now, when you get your ballot, for example, you're going to see a Libertarian candidate, you're going to see a Green Party candidate, you're going to see a Democrat, you're going to see a Republican. Sometimes you'll see a Constitution Party candidate, you'll see an Independent candidate. But if they, you know, limit it, if they effectively remove primaries, well, if the Libertarian or the Green Party or whoever doesn't clear that first hurdle back in June, then you don't get a chance at all to see any of them in the November election.
But if they don't clear it anyway, if they don't clear the hurdle anyway, they're gone at the primary, right? Or in the general election?
No, they're still on the general election ballot. So right now, but whereas if something like CI-126 went forward, they could be removed entirely. Yeah, no, great question. I appreciate the phone call. Let me see. We're getting short on time here before we wrap up the hour. John in Bozeman, sorry I didn't get to you earlier. What did you want to share? Thanks for calling back in.
It shouldn't be any surprise and stuff to see what's going on. It's all connected, and it's all connected to the theory or the philosophy of Schwab, Klaus Schwab. They don't want us to own anything. They want to break us in every way they possibly can so they can 100% control us. If we allow them to take our guns, we are done. They just allowed several million illegals in, including terrorists, and all they have to do is just let them open up to what they do, and we have no, there's no coming back from it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Klaus Schwab, of course, the World Economic Forum, they pushed the Great Reset. And then you had Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau talking about taking advantage of COVID-19 to usher in the Great Reset. Yeah, they've been very open about exactly what they desire for Montana. They don't want you here. They don't want you living here. And that's why radical environmentalists and Swiss billionaires like Hans-Jörg Wyss are the biggest financial backers of all these environmental groups here in Montana, of the American Prairie Reserve, basically the biggest backer of the Democrat Party as well, who's benefiting from all those groups. All right, we got the director of the Montana DNRC kicking off the 9 o'clock hour next.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.